The Old Testament lesson is from the book of Isaiah, the 64th chapter. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence, as when the fire kindles the brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or the ear or perceived by the ear. No eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him. You meet him with joyfully works righteousness. Those who remember you in your ways, behold, you are angry and we sinned. In our sins, we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? And we have all become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have made us melt in the hands of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay and you are the potter. We are all the works of your hand. Be not so terribly angry, O Lord, and remember not iniquity forever. Behold, please look, for we are all your people. This is the word of the Lord. The second lesson is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. I give you thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Jesus said, in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will darken and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you will know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or when the cock crows, or in the morning. Lest he shall come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for tonight's message was our gospel lesson. There's a story about an older man who was out shopping for about 2 hours, and he had a number of bags he needed to carry home. He was tired, lonely, and just sat down on a bench to rest for a few minutes. As he sat there and rested for a few minutes, a small hand put its hand over his two hands, which were folded in front of him, and he heard the words, "Hiya." And in front of him was a little boy. He got to his feet, took the little boy by the hand, and took him back to his mother, who was standing just a few feet away. The mother said, "He just learned to walk, and he has to race over and greet everyone he meets." The man smiled, went home, and the loneliness was gone. A few minutes before, he had not expected to have an experience of joy, but this little boy brought joy into his life. Advent is a time when we get ready for the Christ child. Like the little boy in the story, the Christ child brings us a moment of joy and happiness into the world. In the text for tonight's message, Jesus is reminding us that he is coming. He says, "And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and stars, and upon the earth, distress among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and of waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and glory." The Son of Man is coming into the world. Jesus is coming, and he's coming at the end of time also. But during Advent, we look forward to his coming at the time when he came in a manger. And he comes to us all the time in word and sacraments. He is coming. During Advent, we prepare for his coming. And how do we prepare for his coming? We prepare with repentance. It tells us to watch and wait for his coming. And he's also coming at Christmas, but he's also coming at the end of time. Advent is a season of hope and is a season of repentance. Our altar cloths are the same color during Lent as they are during Advent, the color of purple, which is the color of repentance. Charles Schulz, one of the great comic writers of all times, drew a picture of Linus. And Linus prepared a sandwich and a glass of milk and some cookies, and he brought them to Lucy. And Lucy's sitting there just staring into the TV set, and he goes, "What else can I do to make you happy?" And she turns and looks at him and roars, and you see Linus spinning head over heels backwards because she yelled so loud. She says, "What makes you think I want to be happy? What makes you think I want to feel better? Do you want to feel better? Do you want the hope of Advent to fill your life?" Jesus says, "Ready or not, I am coming." Whether it's the babe in the manger or the end of time, he is coming. Ready or not, here I come. There's a story of an elderly woman who was shopping in a store, and it was quite filled with people, and the lines were growing longer and longer. And as she headed towards the door, she must have had Walmart bags. Walmart bags break. I don't know what they do to them, but they break. I don't know how many of you have had this happen, but you get out to the car, and you're going to put the stuff from the cart to the car, and the stupid bag breaks. It's a Walmart thing. But this time, this old elderly woman, they broke at the door. And as she's struggling to pick up her goods from the floor and trying to stuff them in other bags, a young man came up to her, a young teenager, and offered to help her to take her groceries and goods to the car, which she was extremely happy for him to do. But a Christ-like figure came to help her that day, brought a smile and a hope to the elderly woman. There is hopefulness in the Advent season, but there's a warning too. Be prepared for his second coming. Ready or not, Jesus says, here I come. Take heed to yourself means you must be ready. You must repent. You must not take Christ's salvation for granted. Remember, Christ's salvation costs him his very life. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the well-known Lutheran pastor, wrote, "Cheap grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance, baptism without church discipline, communion without confession, absolution without personal confession. Cheap grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, grace without Jesus Christ, living and incarnate." As we prepare for the Advent season, we must be ready at all times. Ready or not, he says, here I come. All too often, we're like a man, a fisherman, who had this big fishing trip planned. So he got everything set in place for his fishing trip. He planned the dates, he planned where he was going, he planned the time that he was going, and he made sure that his wife and kids had plenty of food in the house so they didn't have to worry about anything while he was gone fishing. Finally, the time arrived for him to go. He arrived at the fishing camp, unloaded his car, set the alarm clock for 4 a.m. so he could get up nice and early. The alarm went off, and instead of hitting snooze, he jumped out of bed right away, made bacon and eggs, and immediately wolfed them down so that he could get out to fishing. He got into his boat and realized he had forgotten one thing: his reed and rod. He forgot the pole and the reel that went with it. Sometimes people prepare for Advent in the same way. They think they're preparing, but they forgot the most critical thing is that when Jesus says, ready or not, here I come. May the peace of God, which is above all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds focused on Jesus Christ till life everlasting. Amen.